Can you tell me about your job, some of the responsibilities of your job?
One of the responsibilities, as I told you, is to be a custodian of all sensitive documents and archives. We have, maybe you have to see them before you go. If you have seen the same, what you have seen in Arusha with Madame Ayo, in the, because now the headquarters, everything is there. But still here in OTP, Office of the Prosecutor, we still have some documents, and these documents are on missions. So when people come for missions, they bring very sensitive information.
Could you give an example of what that would be?
Example, the reports, mission reports. Mission reports are documentation that have to be kept in a way that only people from the unit or from OTP should know. Even sometimes, some investigators do not have the right to know, for example, information that is coming from the tracking team which is, I think you met them this morning, tracking team that operates mainly outside the country. They go to Europe, they go to Africa, outside Rwanda, they go to North America, they go all over the world tracking people that the OTP is looking for. So this is very sensitive information. If it falls on the hand that are not supposed to fall, in my jeopardize the work of the prosecutor. This is the type of so I'm like somebody who to be trusted, because somebody can come and say, "Oh, yes, I don't know, I didn't see, I didn't hear, so I cannot talk." This is my principle. To make sure that my job is done properly.
Can you speak to some of the challenges of your job?
The challenges goes with what I've just say you for to you on the responsibilities, because if I am not responsible enough to keep what I'm supposed to keep, then as I told you, it's a danger. It's a danger because. Not only inside Rwanda, some people inside Rwanda would like to know what we are doing, would like to know what we are keeping, you know. So, although all these documents can be, some of the documents can be at the later stage public, when they go into, in front of the court, things become public, as you know. But before, if we don't keep things hide, we don't keep them properly, we might be surprised. So, for example, sometimes the defense want to know X, Y, Z, so come, you know. You see what I mean?
Yes. This is,